You might think cancer is a relatively modern disease brought on because we're living longer and we have our lifestyles of smoking and stress and overeating and pollution. Scientists have found that's not the case. We are overeating, but cancer is older. They've discovered, in fact, that cancer existed even in the most primitive of creatures. A new study published in the science journal Nature Communications has revealed that cancer is, in fact, as old as multicellular life itself. In other words, 1.5 billion years old. And unfortunately, it probably will never be completely eradicated. The findings were made by evolutionary biologists at Germany's Kiel University. They're not oncologists, and that is important because it supports the idea of scientists and researchers from multidisciplines working together to conquer cancer. Professor Paul Davies, in fact, runs a centre that aims to bridge the gap between the physical sciences, oncology and the disciplines at Arizona State University. And I'm pleased to say he's with us now in the breakfast studio. Welcome.
Oh, good morning.
So the study on the origins of cancer just released, what are the main findings?
Well, I'm inspired by this work, and indeed I know some of the members of this group, and they've helped frame my own view about the nature of cancer, which is, as you've said, that it is not just some quirky little thing that's gone wrong in the human body recently. It's a very, very ancient condition bound up with the transition from the world of single cells to the world of multicellularity, which occurred sometime around 1.5 billion, that's billion, not million, years ago. And what seems to be happening in cancer is something obviously goes a bit wrong. Something will trigger cancer in a wide variety of organisms, not just humans, but all mammals, but birds, fish, reptiles. Something triggers the cancer subroutine. That is, it's like an ancient program which is preloaded into pretty much all cells. And it's a reversion or a throwback to this ancestral lifestyle, which was corresponding to how the Earth was 1.5 billion years ago. So that's the basic idea.
Does that mean if cancer is almost an inherent part of life or an innate part of celled species that it can't be eradicated?
I think this is pretty true. I think cancer is a bit like aging. We don't have to say, aging is terrible, there's nothing we can do. We can mitigate the effects of aging. We're doing that all the time. We're prolonging life. But we're never going to eradicate aging.
Because well, it's funny you say that, because
of the nature of life.
In one sense, cancer, there has been no proof established that a cancer cell can stop dividing.
Right.
And so in a sense, cancer itself is immortal.
Is immortal, and that's right. So before multicellularity, there was just one imperative. Single cells just replicated, replicate, replicate, replicate. They were, in effect, immortal. And then along came these multicelled arrangements. And what happened was that the normal cells outsource their immortality. So the cells in my kidney and lung and brain and so on outsource their immortality to the germline cells, so the eggs and sperm. And in return, they're supposed to undergo a process called apoptosis or programmed cell death when the time comes. And this contract is policed by layer upon layer of regulatory control. If something compromises that regulation, then these cells revert back to this sort of more primitive go-for-immortality form. And the experiments with Hydra that the German team are doing, Hydra is such a primitive form of multicellular life, you can chop it up and it regenerates, and it is in effect an immortal, simple, multicelled organism.
What is Hydra?
It still has cancer. Hydra is a very primitive creature. It's got an inside and an outside, and there's not much else, little tentacles. It's related to coral. And it's found in fresh water, and these little critters are fun for scientists to experiment with because... This is the astounding discovery, that even something that primitive can have cancer, yes.
Well, this is, it really changes the whole idea of a war on cancer, which is the term that was coined in the 1970s.
Right, inappropriately, I think. People see cancer as something invading the body, but it's actually your body's own cells simply behaving inappropriately. When cancer is triggered in the body, it is, I've said, a little bit like a reversion to an ancestral phenotype, as biologists would say, but it's also a reversion to what goes on in the early embryo. You might think, well, why are the genes that are driving cancer still with us? Why hasn't evolution eliminated them? And the answer is these are the same genes that play an important role in the early stage of embryo development. So we can't get rid of them. They're part of what makes multicellular life work.
Getting rid of cancer is getting rid of life.
Exactly. We'll be getting rid of multicellular life. So I think it's cancer is bound up with the logic of doing multicellular life. I think we're never going to get rid of it, but we can control it, we can delay it, we can prevent it being the primary cause of death, which is the case at the moment.
So is this research, are these findings deeply saddening or exciting for you? Are you pessimistic or optimistic?
Oh, I think it's very exciting. I'm optimistic for the simple reason I think the mainstream cancer community has been charging down the wrong path, looking for a magic pill that will make cancer go away. We're never going to have such a thing. And I think those resources are being not totally wasted because they may prolong life by a little bit, but they're never going to crack the problem. But by understanding that cancer is a fundamental part of the nature of life, we can learn how to control it and mitigate it, but we won't eradicate it. We can learn to live with cancer and prevent tumours spreading around the body and
killing us.
And even in this humble hydra, the cancer cells migrate around the body of this little blob.
And do they die, the hydra, when they get cancer?
They struggle. And the reason that they can experiment with it is because they have found a hydra some years ago that have got tumours. And because they can regenerate, they can chop them up and keep growing. And their progeny inherit the cancers. So that means that they, in spite of having cancer, can be kept alive.
Wonderful. Well, the glass is half full of cancer. But don't worry, because we're working on ways to drink it safely. Is that the bottom line?
So this is a radically new approach, and I want to stress that point.
Excellent. Professor Paul Davies, thank you for explaining such a complex topic in a way that's accessible. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Paul Davies is principal investigator in the Center for the Convergence of Physical Science and Cancer Biology at Arizona State University, as well as a cosmologist and a theoretical physicist.
That's me, jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, indeed. What about a hobby? His study in the origins of cancer has just been released in the journal Nature Communications. On RN Breakfast,